Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's your girl, Poetic, pretty poetic, LJ. I had to keep saying it because I got to get the feel of the name. A lot of y'all know me as J. Renee, or Latoya J. Renee. So I like pretty poetic, LJ. You can call me pretty poetic, or LJ, or J. Renee, whatever you want to call me. But this is my show, Rose Gold and Magnolia. Shout out to everyone that's going to be tuning into these new episodes. I'm only up here for a little while, about 15 minutes. So when I do post this on my page, I hope you guys just enjoy just the introduction of what's to come. I'm so glad to be back. I miss doing my podcast segments. It gave me an opportunity to talk and tap into people. You know, I'm known to promote and vibe with the music artists. I'm looking to do something a little different. Excuse me, it's been a long day. But I'm looking to do something a little different. I'm definitely going to be talking about healing journeys, spiritual journeys, shadow work, good and bad, ups and downs with the journey, internal trials and tribulations. Not so much of the bad, but to balance it out, the bad and the good. Let's put it like that. And more about other stories, other people's stories, and then I'll chime in with my stories. A lot of times I will discuss my journey, which I will, so I can help people understand and relate that, you know, you're not the only person that's going through these journeys, these healing journeys to become your higher self, your better self. And this day and age right now is a big energetic shift going on. Let me say that. I don't know if I said that correctly, but there is a shift moving amongst us that we're feeling in the air. And in our own reality, we have our eyes, what we see for as good and bad of the shift that we're in. And we're getting into a lot of the astrology of things, the scientific background behind things, aspect of things. So, and we always keep it spiritual at the end of the day, because I always tell people, at the end of the day, we believe in one true God. And it's just a blessing to be here, to be creative, to be amongst these light workers, these angelic people, everybody has their own terminology of what they consider themselves. But God has sent beautiful people amongst this earth, amongst this planet, to do work that needs to be done to help people shift and to become who they are, truly are. Excuse me, authentically. So to be amongst this shift is a blessing, because you get to experience what things that need to be removed, things that need to be healed in order to enjoy this journey, whether good or bad. Whether good or bad. I'm drinking my water, y'all. But it's been interesting. I swear, I've learned a lot. It's not only by reading, but researching and tapping into my own space, manifesting, praying, whatever you want to call it. Just tapping in, talking to God, and walking by faith, walking with belief, and believing that there is a better tomorrow, and that there always is going to, there's a better today. Learning to live in the present, I've learned that a lot these past couple of years, because a lot of times we so yearn for the future, and we stick, kind of hold on to the past. Which is not easy to get. Excuse me. It's not easy to get through or get over, because we still need to heal those traumatic traumas that bring us back to those dark days. And we're gonna experience stuff like that, because that's just humane. That's just who we are. And I'm gonna talk about the journey of like certain things I had to learn about myself. Because always, a lot of times, we never really get deep and down within our own shadows of things we may cause suffering to or within ourselves and to other people. And just be really raw and authentic and real about my BS, things I really need to heal so I can be better for the right people that come into my life. So I've made unapologetically, and then some things that are unapologetic. You know, things that I had to do for myself in order to get out of my way and to get into my way. And when I say that, it's to stay on the journey that I'm destined to be on or to be in. So this is a beautiful time to come to see and get tapped into what I've been going on. But that's, you know, things that have been going on in my life. And y'all know my voice. To me, my voice is one of my many strengths. It's energy. And you know there's always realness behind what I speak. If you heard any of my episodes prior to this, it definitely gave me the opportunity to be vocal and to express and to be in my truth. And that's what I love about me, that I can always use my voice. Those that are unable to be comfortable with what their truth is. And hopefully I can inspire someone, one person at a time, to do the same. Because you are a beautiful people. You are a beautiful person. You are here for a purpose. You have gifts. You have talents. You have skills that you need to show the world. And don't be afraid. Don't hide behind the scenes of social media and people that don't believe in themselves. You believe in you. When you start with that, you will continue on the journey of truth itself. And that's what I've learned about me. I've learned the right people that are around me reciprocate the same energy I get to now. And you fill out the people that just pretend and do things just to stick around or do it for the moment just to please you, to make you feel like they are on the same journey and they're not. Or job opportunities or school opportunities, or just for a moment, things like that, that to see where your mentality and your heart and your chakras, if they're aligned or not aligned, or if your heart is pure or if your intentions are pure, you get to see the truth and the fraud of things within self and other people and things around you, again, like jobs or schools and situations. So it just doesn't consist of just love. Love has many virtues, but we all have this box of many things that we are intertwined in, and they all consist of who we are. So I feel like when you're on a spiritual journey, things that you are attracted to you, you can see where you're at on your journey. And that would allow you to see what you need to work on or what has been worked on. And it's such a beautiful thing to witness and to observe. Because now you get to see from self in your own space what needed to be kept and what needed to be removed, what needed to be worked on, what was worked on, what needed to be healed, what was already healed, what was unhealed. You know, the balance of everything, the yin and the yang. And to research and observe scholars that's been on the journey before or even after you, and kind of, how do you say, not piggyback, but kind of take note of those who already know what it is to be on a spiritual path. And it's just a beautiful blessing to have coaches and teachers that you can look up to see where you're at in your journey and kind of align yourself with where you need to be. So these episodes that I will be having upcoming will be definitely about those topics. And I will have guests up here that are on these spiritual journeys that have tapped into their gifts and to see where they're at with it and how they've helped people and help themselves. You know, and I love to use my platform to allow other people to promote their platform, because at the end of the day, messages especially from love, it's priceless to me. It should never have a price. But you should never short yourself. I want to say that because I believe in financial stability. I feel like your passion should be definitely admired through monetary gifts. And I, you know, people are willing to donate and to support your journey, allow them, because they see you as valuable. Not that money is everything, but money is a gift, you know, when it's for the greater good. If you're using your gift, your spiritual talent to help people, why not? You know, they did it in the ancient times. They do it now. Like people, and my people work, so they give them monetary gift. They give them money. And it's not only benefits the platform, but within themselves to help build that platform. So don't short yourself. I will never tell you that. But messages like this is priceless, and it should be free to the people that need, that really don't have. But if they do have, it's forever appreciated. But it's always appreciated when the message is being brought to you for free. And I know people stir away from that because, like, oh, you should pay me for this. But, you know, listen, again, I'm not against it. For me, wholeheartedly, I love assisting and helping to be in a service to people. But donations and stuff is definitely admired. You can always hit me up to send me whatever you can to help me build my platform. I do have Cash App. You could hit, you could click my link on my social media page, Linktree/LaTasiaRenee3, or you could go on all my social media on the PrettyPoetic_LJ. I made it simpler this time because a lot of people are like, or you could email me too at LaTasiaJohnson307@gmail, and then I can send you the information here. But again, I made it very simple for my social media name so people can find me easier. So that's Pretty, PrettyPoetic, _LJ. I don't think any of the letters are capitalized. But again, once you see it, you'll see my picture on my Blog Talk Radio podcast. You'll see the same picture on my social media, most of them. But you'll see my face. So if you're willing to contribute and donate to the platform, that will be greatly appreciated and a blessing to you. And I pray that God blesses you tenfold. You can always call in. The guest call-in number for the upcoming episode will be 516-418-5869. That's 516-418-5869. And you can call in and tap in with me and converse. And you can always hit me up to be a guest on the show if you have a testimony or story that you want to share to the world. Enlighten them with your testimony and your story. Maybe you'll reach somebody, they can relate. Again, this platform, those who want to join me and tap in. So it's just beautiful. It's just a beautiful stage to be in my life. And I'm hoping that I can meet and create contributions or collaboration with people that want to join the board. Join the boat. I said that really islander. But anyway, you can hit me on all social media platforms. I'm on TikTok now. But, you know, old school people like me, we always find a way to make a way. So, hey, again, y'all, this is Pretty Poet _LJ. Y'all know me as J Renee. It's always love and blessings, y'all. Again, this is just an intro of the upcoming shows. Please tap in. You can always call in at area code 516-418-5869 or hit me up on all my social media at PrettyPoetic_LJ. This is Rose Gold and Magnolia, and I will see y'all next time. Peace and love.